Hey friends, how are you today? Well, I just came back from Mexico and I was able to recharge. I was able to sit by the pool and not be responsible, not be accountable for anything, which was so great to not be adulting for 5 days. And I know we all could use that, quite honestly, especially now. There was a time where when I was in high school, even moving through college, I couldn't wait to be an adult. I couldn't wait to get out from underneath my parents and do my own thing and be in charge and be an adult, right? But I look back and I would love to go back to being a child, to being a teenager, where I didn't have the responsibilities I have today. I would love to go back into that time. So the message that I'm sending out to you today is, how can you incorporate more play into your life? Because that's really where we're all suffering, is that there was a time when we could play all the time. But now as adults, we don't do that as much. So, and I also know there's just a lot of thoughts and methods out there on social media in this digital landscape that's being thrown at us, that you should get up an hour earlier than you normally do, and you need to take a cold shower, and you need to drink a glass of water with lemon and Himalayan salt to replenish your electrolytes. And I think that's all great for some people, and that works for some people, but it's not going to work for everyone. So I say incorporate what works for you, whether that be 30 minutes, an hour every day, if you can make that happen. Again, life gets lifey and we're not able to always do these things every day. Sometimes it's every week, or I would say at the minimum, if you can incorporate that 30 minutes to an hour every month, but just getting the ability to really set the tone of your day and also incorporate play into your day. I will say that with time, I haven't been able to have a set regimen every morning, but I try to incorporate at least 30 minutes if I can. And then also regarding play, being able to incorporate play into my life, maybe not every day, but at least once, a couple times a week, or once a week, couple times a week, I try to set that standard. And play can look like just listening to your playlist and dancing to a few songs that are your favorite songs. And that's, what is that, 3 minutes, 4 minutes tops? Being able to do that first thing in the morning, that's also incorporating play. Play could also be just getting out and going for a walk around the block for 10 minutes. Play could look like doodling, right? In your journal. It's just simple things that, again, I know we're being thrown a lot of things these days, but just being able to get out of your head, and really experience something in the moment, because that's when creativity, that's when your intuition is really heightened. Now, just jumping back to the morning routine, I want to share something that's really important, that a message I think needs to be communicated, is that first thing in the morning, and I know we've heard this before, do not look at your phone, because that's how you're going to start your day, whether you're in high school, college, you're working. Do not start your day looking at your phone and checking your emails, because if there's bad news in there, that's how you're going to start your day. So just make sure that you're incorporating at a minimum 15 minutes in the morning for something that you enjoy right when you get up, whether that be, like I said, listening to a few of your favorite songs and moving and dancing, or maybe you meditate, or possibly you like to read a book or you like to read the Bible first thing in the morning. Whatever makes you happy first thing in the morning and shut your brain down, that's what you need to do. Because again, it's going to heighten your intuition, which is going to help guide you throughout the day. So these are just some thoughts I wanted to share with everyone. And I hope you're having a great day. And take care, everybody. Bye-bye.